T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, yes, there is. 901, Jamie and Stoney on a Friday morning. Stoney, it's Championship Eve.
Yeah.
Which is a lot like Christmas Eve for football fans.
Oh, right, because you get your appetizer, you watch the MAC Championship tonight.
That's right. That's like some kids get to open up one present on Christmas Eve, and then they open up the rest on Christmas morning, which is weird because Santa brings them on Christmas Eve after the kids have gone to bed. So,
by the way, Sunday
never made much sense.
Sunday night is the first of eight, first night of Hanukkah.
Oh, happy Hanukkah.
Thank you very much.
To you and yours.
Thank you very much.
All right, joining us now is a man who doesn't celebrate Hanukkah, does celebrate Christmas, but, you know, he's just an all-around man of the people. The one, the only, Mr. Michael Valeni. Michael, happy end of November to you. How are you, sir?
I'm great. I love Christmas, though. That's where you got it wrong. That's the only time of the year I'm happy.
I didn't say you didn't.
No, he said you celebrate Christmas. You don't celebrate Hanukkah.
Like, he doesn't celebrate Hanukkah or Christmas. I'm like, geez, man.
No. I said you don't celebrate Hanukkah. Not there's anything wrong with that. And you do celebrate Christmas. Do I have that right?
Yes, you do.
Yes,
I misheard, and that's my fault. And I want to humbly apologize to both.
How dare you?
That's because Sully has just infiltrated your mind with his anti-Christmas stuff.
Dude, you heard that yesterday.
Some of it. I mean, I know. I mean, look, I love Christmas. I know my friends aren't going to like this. Hanukkah's kind of lame.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Wow, shots fired.
Yeah, in my own community. But you know what? Christmas is great.
It's the holiday season. It doesn't matter what you celebrate.
Exactly.
Like one time a year, people generally are in a decent mood.
So we were talking about this earlier, Mike. You're a big college football fan. College, the championship Saturday, tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, forget the MAC championship. Tomorrow. It doesn't have, when people talk about, oh, it's the best sports day of the year, I don't feel like anybody ever brings this up. Am I off base, or does something still not totally work with this thing?
No, it usually is. What doesn't work this year is the games are boring. Like, that's the problem. I think even the Georgia game is the one everyone's hyped up about, and you're looking at a 2-touchdown underdog. You know, Clemson and Pitt, there's no sizzle. Washington and Utah, who cares? Ohio State, Northwestern, no disrespect. I know you're going down. Probably not going to go well for the guys in purple. Like, you just kind of look at it, and it's just, as you say, meh.
Meh.
I do love it as a day, but the best day in sports is still, you know, Thursday, opening day, NCAA tournament.
I agree.
Nothing better.
But, I mean, usually the debate circles around, you know, Championship Sunday in the NFL, the first day of the NCAA tournament. For some, it's, you know, the final Sunday of the Masters, whatever. But I feel like, I don't know, it's something about tomorrow. Maybe it's because it's not on campus. It's all at neutral sites, which I think takes away from some of the greatness of college football.
I think it's a day that's so matchup dependent. That disqualifies it. Like, there have been college championship Saturdays that have been unreal, and it's matchup based. And like this year, honestly, I'm more interested in Warriors Pistons Saturday night than anything else, just because Steph Curry's coming back. But overall, the Georgia game would be the one you want to carve out time for.
Well, when
are you going down? Are you driving today?
Today, that's right.
Nice.
Yes.
Now, are you going to St. Elmo's or no?
I am going to St. Elmo's.
I asked him about an hour ago.
You have to.
Of course.
It's a rite of passage.
I feel like that's cliche. St. Elmo's is a famous steakhouse in Indianapolis. I feel like it's kind of cliche, though, isn't it?
No, but it's the right. It's a good cliche. I mean, it's an institution. It's what you do. And I know Michigan fans won't understand because you can't find Indy with a roadmap. But before you play in the Big Ten championship game, you get your friends together and your travel party. And if you're lucky enough, you can get a reservation at the place. You go, you eat nuclear shrimp cocktail, and you just kind of have a nice evening out. And it's not crazy pretentious or anything. It's just a good bleeping steakhouse. And it's awesome.
And I want to say, just for the record, and I say this as a PSA, I am well aware of how friggin' annoying the Greenberg, Ravel, Wilbon, all this crap is. So I'm going to root, but I won't be acting like the only person who's ever been to a championship football game.
Yeah, but Jamie, I don't mind the Northwestern guys. Like,
really?
I know Ravel's annoying, but like I don't mind the Northwestern dudes in the media because it's a small school. It's a really good school. But like the ones that I get annoyed at are the Cuse guys because now I don't know what, every dude is a robot produced from Syracuse. Like all these new young dudes that are the next generation.
Oh yeah.
And like Ian Eagle's kid goes there too. And I love the Birdman, but his son will have a job next year. They all sound the same. They all look the same. It's like the Slim Shady music video. It's just a robot factory. And like every broadcast, it's got a cute, and I know School Newhouse is great, but like enough, like,
yeah.
Give me somebody from somewhere else. I don't mind the Northwestern thing. Because it's a tiny school, man.
Yeah. How do you feel about the Tufts people?
Oh, the Jumbos.
Yeah. That's totally different. Never mind.
That
bad
is
question.
Still, you know what? Nobody probably even knows what the hell we're talking about. That is probably one of my favorite like moments when I've done radio with you, was you just side panning. Yeah, you know, I got into Tufts, too. I'm like, what?
Tufts.
The Jumbos. I know a lot of people who applied there.
Tufts College.
In fact, the LA Rams passing game coordinator, who should be a great offensive coordinator candidate for the Lions, Shane Waldron, I believe his name. I believe he matriculated at Tufts.
Wow.
The guy the Lions should have hired is going to go to USC.
Oh, Kingsbury, yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I stand by it. Like I've been huge on that guy for years. And it doesn't matter if he failed as a head coach at Tech.
No, just
who cares? He's a McVay level offensive mind. He's brilliant.
Yeah, you're right. And they could get out of the archaic offenses. By the way, the last time I was at St. Elmo's, the key to St. Elmo's is going with somebody who's never been there. And
correct.
They try the shrimp for the first time. You don't tell them. I was there with Drew, the late but great Drew Sharp. I'm telling you, his eyeballs almost came out of his head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it'll kill you.
Yeah. He went heavy.
It's basically intention. It's intentional. They're trying to hurt you.
It's great.
Oh, all right. It's awesome, dude. I'm just happy Jamie gets to go. There's like something really delicious that Jamie, as a Northwestern grad, gets to go before all these ratty U of M fans. It's so delicious.
Yeah, I was one of them. I thought I was going to go, but now I can't.
The list of schools that haven't been to the Big Ten championship game is a really unattractive list.
It's all tilapia. It's like the bottom feeders of the river.
Yeah.
And then Michigan.
It's not a good list to be on anymore. All right. So what do you, we talked a little bit about the various scenarios. You know, obviously you guys are going to do your picks later on in the day on your show, but what are you kind of expecting? And who do you think the fourth team should be if we're going to assume that form holds tomorrow?
I think it should be Oklahoma. Like I people get all hung up about the defense, but to me it's, do you have a chance to win the national title? Like, can you go into this and actually have a chance? And I would pit Oklahoma's offense against anybody, including Bama. And on the right Saturday, they're so exceptional offensively with the and this is what no one talks about. Everyone focuses on Kyler Murray or Marquise Brown. They have the best offensive line in America. And that travels. And you're right, they don't stop people. But the Big 12, you have to play a certain way. And I don't know what it is about all these ESPN guys. It's like they just go brain dead. You know what the Big 12 is. You know you're going to have to play a certain brand of football. And you know you're not going to win a game 13-10. From just an ideology standpoint, the Big 12 has gone a certain way. I think Oklahoma is just a way better football team than Ohio State. And again, OSU looked awesome last week. Congratulations. It's probably also very fair to now say Michigan's a fraud, that they're a good team. They're not a great team. And Ohio State for 11 weeks looked like flaming dog crap. And now they play one big game against, you know, Don Brown, who apparently was asleep. I can't all of a sudden hop them. I think you've got to do something exceptional if you're going to be a playoff team. And I think Oklahoma's offense is exceptional. And you know what, guys? Honestly, that's what I want to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want the best four teams. I also, too, like, if you guys came back at me and were like, well, guess what? I think a two-loss Georgia should go. Cool. What am I going to say? Georgia absolutely could be one of the four best teams.
It depends on what happens tomorrow.
If
they play a good, if they get their asses kicked tomorrow, then no. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Then that's different. No, but I hate the idea that we don't put the four best teams in. You know, don't be afraid to put a team who's got a loss or two if they're better. Hell, the year State played Bama in like the Citrus Bowl, Bama had three losses. They were the best team in the country.
They were
insane.
Maybe you can answer this. How come we can't have teams with these great offenses like Oklahoma on teams that have great defenses? Like, why don't they mix? Like, why couldn't Michigan State, forgetting about the Dave Warner and the Harbaugh jokes and all that, why couldn't they have a great offense with a pretty damn good defense?
Well, the biggest thing, and like, you know, you bring up the Michigan State thing, the biggest issue you run into is time of possession. I mean, you're scoring so quickly. you're going to put your defense back out there, and you're going to do it. You're going to be in a position where you're not trailing, you're leading, and sometimes leading by a lot. You're going to give up junk yards. But, like, the other thing, too, is I don't believe if you run a true spread and a true, like, an air raid offense like a Texas Tech, there's no way to simulate real defense in practice. You know, there's no way to be physical. There's no way to get better at the things you need to get better at. That's why, generally speaking, like a team like Michigan State, who used to run the football back in the day, have always been great at stopping the run. Like, you face pro style, you're going to be adept at stopping it. I think it's really hard to just leave any defense out there. Like, the day State played Michigan, we were out there for 42 minutes. Our defense is great, but they're not machines. They're men. So, like, I think, Stoney, you just look at it and you go, wow, they only had the ball for, you know, 24 minutes? Yeah, and they scored 53. You just leave any defense out there long enough, you're dead. And then you factor in the rules. I don't know that anybody can play great defense. Michigan State was great within the Big Ten, but what offenses are any good? Ohio State? Okay, we fared all right against them. But overall, it's who you play, too. I mean, Michigan and Michigan State both. We didn't face a good quarterback all year. Best QB Michigan State faced was Haskins. Caught him on a good day. And maybe that Julian Love kid from Utah State. That's it. You know, you go to the Big 12, everybody's got a stud. Quarterbacks are insane down there.
All right, we're kind of putting you on the spot because there's only a handful of games tomorrow, but we still are demanding a dog.
Sure.
And you can pick a Friday nighter as well because the Pac-12 game is Friday night. Stoney is on a one-game winning streak.
Yes, as far as the predict, but it also screwed up because we both won the same thing, so he lost. We lost the Syracuse.
Oh,
last.
So you better not get it right.
I know. So, all right, so here, real quick, here we go. Blue turf. I'm taking Fresno. Mike's going to take Fresno +2.5. Jeff Tedford's Fresno 14-3 against the spread against teams with a winning record. 13-3-1 against the spread on road. Boise State 7-15 against the spread at home.
Wait. You're thinking Mike is going to take Fresno State on the blue turf?
Yeah.
When a couple weeks ago, when Boise State was the underdog at home against Fresno State,
yes.
He took Boise?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm not. No, I mean, look, we may as well finish with a bang. So I'm 9-3. I can roll the dice. But let's pick the big game. Plus, your kid goes there.
That's true.
I'll just give me Georgia with the 2 touchdowns. Screw it. I mean, honestly, like, I think they're really good. And Bama could still win by 10 or 13 and you still cover. Pick the big games, Tony. Don't pick a game no one's going to watch.
That's
championship weekend.
That's true.
Jesus, you're picking the degenerate special. It's going to be one guy alone at a sports book watching Fresno State.
I got to be honest with you. I didn't even know that game existed until Stoney brought it up.
I was trying to avoid the big game, and that was the only one I wasn't going to do the Pac-12 game.
You want to pick the Maction tonight?
No.
Go ahead. Take Northern Illinois.
No.
There you go.
Go, you Buffalo Bison.
All right. Mike, 2-6 tonight, the Mike Valeni Show. Thanks as always, my friend, and have a great Friday.
You better enjoy yourself this weekend.
Oh,
it's
we
an
will.
Unbelievable time, man. I'm happy for you, truly.
You know
Get
what?
Down there with all your brethren, and all 3,000 of you in that stadium are going to party.
I mean, if you guys want to. I don't want to plan your show for you, but if you want to, I can call in from the road and give you a hearty rendition of the Northwestern fight song.
I'll never say no to that.
Okay.
It's an acquired taste.
Yes.
I love it.
I know you love it when I sing it and when it boom it loud.
It's beautiful.
All right, Michael.
Drive safe, man.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Mike.
There he is, Mike Valeni, joining us here every Friday on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.